This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Jay Billis is a lawyer by trade, but for the last 23 years, he has also been a college basketball analyst for ESPN and at times CBS. But here's what I know. Jay also loves the game of golf. So it's a pleasure to welcome Jay Billis to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Jay.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I am great. I have wanted to do this for I can't tell you for how long. And I'm so glad that kind of a mutual friend hooked this up. So thank you for taking the time to do this.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Who introduced you to golf?
My dad and my brother. I grew up in Los Angeles, and my brother was a great golfer. He's 7 years older than I am and was a great junior golfer, great high school golfer, played in college, all that stuff. And my dad joined a club so my brother could play. And so when I was old enough to go, they took me. And to be completely frank about it, I didn't like it at all. People were, to me, the golf club was my life there as a youngster was, don't walk here, be quiet, don't do this, no, you can't do that. And I was like, geez, nobody ever tells me that on a baseball field or a basketball court or all that. So I shied away from it and honestly didn't really pick up golf until I was in my late 20s.
So when did you know the game had you?
Oh, it had me right away. When I was playing professional basketball overseas, I started playing with some of my friends during the summertime, after we would, finish our basketball workout. And, we'd gamble on playing and the competitive aspect of it on the rare occasion back then that I would hit a good shot. You just wanted to do it again. And I could play every day, all day, and I still can. Any opportunity I have to get to the golf course, I take it.
So, ballpark. So you play how much a year? How many times a year?
I really can only play during the summer. So right about now, the end of October, I have to basically put my clubs away, and I don't pick them up until after the Final Four. So, but once from middle of April until the end of October. I'll probably play on average three times a week.
Good for you. What is it about the game that draws you to it? What is it that you love about the game?
I love being outside and it gets me together with my friends. I don't gamble much. I don't play cards. I don't hang out in bars at night. I joke about this, but I think there's some truth to it, that if I didn't play golf, I don't know how many friends I'd have. My friends and I, we get together, we go on golf trips, we play all the time and it's great. It's a great social event. And I walk every hole. I can't tell you the last time I rode in a cart. I schlep my own bag, on rare occasions when you get a caddy, that's my favorite, but I just love, and I love the competitive aspect of it and the fact that I can't figure it out. Like I didn't play when I was a kid that much, so I don't really understand the game like I feel like I should. But you go out and have a really good round and play well, and then maybe the next day you feel like you're totally incompetent. It's the most confounding game in a great way. It's the hardest game I've ever played. It's not even close. And the only reason, John, that I didn't play more as a kid, or really didn't take it up as a kid, wasn't that, hey, I'd be way better now. It's that I think golf would have helped me immeasurably in my everyday life of dealing with failure and moving on. Knocking the ball sideways, but then having to move on to hit your next shot and sort of let go what the negative of what just happened.
may have been one of the best descriptions I've ever heard of the game. We're talking to Jay Billis here on the Augusta Golf Show. You, with what you do, you find yourself surrounded by a variety of athletes. Are golfers any different than any other athlete?
Probably not. I think golfers are a lot better at sort of what I just referenced about dealing with failure and moving on. Because golf, in my judgment, is a game of failure. At least my game is. And you have to play your mistakes. And you don't get there's no way. It's really hard to adjust in golf. You know, in basketball, if you're not knocking your perimeter shot down, you can put the ball on the deck and drive it and get in closer. You got to hit your tee shot from the same spot all the time. And in golf, you have to beat everybody all the time and can't just pick up and move on. It's a difficult game. I was trying to explain golf to a basketball friend of mine recently when we were talking about the Ryder Cup. And I said, you know, in golf, you don't have an opponent. You might have a competitor, but you don't have an opponent. And so in the Ryder Cup, I didn't see the European side as being the United States opponent. Like, there's nothing the Europeans could do to stop the U.S. from executing exactly the shot they wanted to execute. But they're not defending them. They can't jump in front, keep them from, you know, in basketball, a defender could keep you from doing what you intended to do with their defense. That can't happen in golf. The only opponent you really have in golf is yourself. And that's always fascinated me. And it's, you know, kind of at times it's buoyed me by saying, hey, I'm mentally tougher than I thought. And other times I'm going, my God, I'm the weakest individual that's ever lived when I step out on a golf course.
Would you like, I could see you doing a little golf on television. Would you like to do that?
I was asked to do it years ago. And the only reason I didn't was because of time. Mm-hmm. Golf commentary is an incredibly time consuming task, and coming off a basketball season, if I were to go straight into golf, one, I don't know that I would have been any good at it at all. But if I went into it, you know, how it is, John. You got to arrive at a golf tournament on a Tuesday, and you can't leave until late night on Sunday, and probably on Monday. So it's really difficult, I think, on travel and families and things like that. So I chose not to pursue that at the time.
Any holes in one?
I've had one. Yeah, I had one at the plantation course at Kapalua on the eighth hole, and I had, you know, obviously had never had one before. And Sean McDonough, I was playing with Sean McDonough early in the morning before we did a Maui Invitational game, and we had just been talking about how we had come close to a hole in one and never had one, and I hit a 6-iron 195 and it went in the hole, and I still can't believe that happened. We looked at each other and said, did that just go in? I mean, we were just talking about that. And, you know, all the times you've hit a decent shot and thought it could go in, you know, I hit that shot and I felt really good about it, but I didn't think for 1 second that would go in. And it was one of the coolest feelings I've ever had.
How many years ago was that?
That was probably 8 years ago.
Okay, so let me see if I have this right, Jay. It was probably 8 years ago. You're not sure of that, but you're sure it was a 6-iron 195. That means you're a true golfer.
Isn't that amazing? Like, I can remember, and golfers are all the same in this regard. It drives my wife crazy. Like, you know, I can tell you what I made on just about any hole I've played in the last several years. I don't know what it is about the game that sticks with you that way. And it's funny, like I played in a club championship event recently, and I made a 12 on a hole. And I'll never forget that. I will remember every shot I hit, making a 12. And I would never, if I'd made a 3 birdies in a row, I probably wouldn't have remembered it as sharply as I'll remember that 12 for the rest of my life.
You are a true golfer. You really, really are. I'd get in a lot of trouble if I let you go without at least asking you a basketball question. This is unfair. The season hasn't started. Best team in the country is
Kentucky. Kentucky's got really good players coming back, which has not necessarily been the norm.
No.
At Kentucky under John Calipari, and they've got an excellent rookie class. But the thing that sticks out most about Kentucky is they're not only long and athletic and super talented, they can really shoot it. And John Calipari said at SEC Media Day, he says, I've always had good shooters. I just haven't had. And he feels like he's got a lot of good makers this year.
A team that will surprise everybody will be.
I don't know if it's a surprise, but Nevada is, because they went to the Sweet 16 last year, Nevada is going to be almost as good as anyone. And they could wind up being the Loyola Chicago, the team that's not seen much this year that winds up getting to a Final Four because they've got so many quality athletes that have transferred in from major colleges. That's how Eric Musselman has built the program. And they're legit. That's a very, very good basketball team.
All right, one last question. And I know you take grief regarding Duke, but I love Duke. I love Coach K. It's my show, so I can ask. Give me a great Coach K story.
Wow, there's so many of them. Great Coach K story. He probably, I would say, when I was being recruited, I made the mistake. I had never heard of him when I was being recruited. I grew up in Los Angeles, and he had just gotten a job at Duke. I think he was in his second year when he started recruiting me. And when he first called, I had never heard of him. And I think I made the mistake of mentioning that to him, that I'd never heard of him. And I think his response was, you know, he just heard of you about 3 months ago. And so I thought that was a pretty good response. He one thing he doesn't get as much credit for, because, you know, he's always at press conferences talking about basketball and all that. He's really funny, and he's got an incredibly sharp wit, and that's one of the things. I mean, I've appreciated everything about him, and I'm really lucky I've had him in my life for all these years. But one of the things I appreciate most about him is he always leaves me laughing one way or another.
Well, as I said at the beginning, I have wanted to do this for a long time. He is Jay Billis, college basketball analyst for ESPN and CBS. Jay, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me, John. Always a pleasure.